For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Dear listeners, welcome to the Kodesh Family Church, Philadelphia, under the leadership of Bishop Dag Heward Mills. This denomination has grown with over several branches all over the world. We are excited to come your way with the anointed word of God, which has the power to heal, deliver, and save you. Stay tuned as we receive God's word through his servant, Reverend Gilbert Fleischer.
Fasting is a secret that we need to learn. Amen. So our verse there is Revelation chapter 5 and verse 11 to 12. Revelation 5, 11 to 12. Piero, I'm so used to seeing you here. So when I see you, I'm like, are there two Pieros? It's amazing, but you all have places that you sit. Yeah, Mama Lou and her team sits here. Yeah, Mika always right behind me with Christina and Stephanie. So it's, yeah. Auntie Esther always there. Then when you look this way, you see Sister Lab. So I can tell. So when you move, I can tell. All right. So this is a secret. Sacrifice is a secret. And there is no way around it. Revelation 5, 11. It says, and I beheld and heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. So basically uncountable, isn't it? Beyond counting. Huge number. Now what were they saying? Saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Wow. Amen. Let's go over what the Lamb received. It says to receive power. Let's all read it. To receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Amen. Now, how many of you want these things or would like these seven powerful things? I think this summarizes what every person needs. Everything that you would ever need on this earth is incorporated in there. Everything that you would need. You need riches. It's good to be rich. It's better to be rich than poor. In fact, the Bible says that money answered all questions. You need money. There's nobody, please, don't pretend. You need money. You need money. Everybody needs money. Yeah. Power. Yeah. We all want power. We want power to be able, even spiritual power. Isn't it? Yeah. Spiritual power is one of the things I've been chasing. I'm still chasing it. Yeah. You see, when you talk about certain things, you see, the way the devil works in different territories is very different. When I started listening, as I heard Bishop talk about Bishop Ayidipo, and I listen to him more now, you know, but after I've listened to Bishop, Bishop is still number one. If you can't listen to Bishop, don't jump anywhere else. It don't work. You realize how in Africa, there is so much evil. You see, the evil in Africa is very different. Yeah. In Africa, the evil is, I'll kill you. Everything. So you see that even in the corporate world, my dad used to be, before he passed and went home to be with the Lord, used to be one of the top executives in Volta River Authority, which is like one of the big companies in Ghana. Yeah. And he used to tell us stories, even as a child, remember.
He said one day he went to the office late. And as he was coming, he had to go and pick something. As he was coming in the elevator, there entered the chief executive at that time with a black pot. Serious, I mean, not a joke. So you see that the trend in Africa is that everybody who works or who is installed, you're always trying to, yeah. And I think I've learned, don't try and fight people if you don't have protection. Yeah. If you're a Christian, you have to be very strong. You can't be a prayerless Christian just walking. They'll kill you. Yes. The power, it doesn't come by sleeping. And you see, so that's how we are learning. So I'm talking about spiritual power. But when you are in this country, you see that evil is also different. Yeah, it's not I'll kill you. I mean, they don't value I'll kill you. But yeah, in Africa, you do some of you are dead. Yeah. So one of the powers that I'm trying to flow in and learn. Hey, yeah, because I intend to. In fact, this year I intend to go to Africa. To have meet bishops, I should travel to two places. He gave me. Then I'm going to go. I want to be strong. I want to just look at the witch and then you die. When I tell my wife, she's like, no. Yeah. And it's going to happen. Yes, it's going to happen. By impartation. Yeah. Yeah. Bishop Ayedepo talks about where in Nigeria, it's very strong. Yeah. Evil. Recently, I was telling somebody, Charlie, don't, if you are messing around fighting in Nigeria, begin to pray. Yeah. You can't be like a desiccant creep. They'll kill you. But you have to also be strong. Yeah, when they take your name somewhere and that person looks and says, this one. You know, yesterday whilst we're here, I think Bishop said something. And then I told Lady Pastor that I would share something. I think I shared it a while ago. But I said I'll share it again, but I forgot. You see, the devil makes notes. Oh, yeah. The devil knows who to play with and who not to play with. And I think I've shared it before. We have a friend called Professor Adu, real friend, real prophet of God. He's in India. He's a friend of Rick Joyner. You see, sometimes when you have somebody that you respect, it's not just jumping at them. It's a link with other people. You understand? It's a link with other people. Yesterday, I was talking to Sister Shehi, and she mentioned someone. She said, the person's respectable. The person's always around Benny Hinn. It's a sign. Do you understand? Anybody who is associated with Bishop Dark, I respect the person. Yeah. Bishop Dark mentioned yesterday, he mentioned a book that written by Wendy, I like, yeah, I didn't know about it. But just for him to mention, it means it's worthy. Yeah. And I must read. I buy books. I was talking to Pastor Kobe. Yes, I buy books that are on my iPad that I've never read. But one day, if I feel I should buy it, there's a need. So I buy it and put it there. Yeah. And when you have a book, you don't necessarily have to read from page 1 to page 100. Sometimes it's just one page or a chapter that you need. Do you understand? Yeah. So this guy had a lot of people, I think family and friends, come stay with him one night. And prophets, they don't sleep. They sleep, but they don't sleep. In the middle of the night, the Lord opened his eyes, and there were demons in the room. And they were going from person to person making notes. So when they look at it, say, then this was here. Then they'll make their notes, strategizing how to get the person. But then when they get somebody, say, no, this one. Not this one. Because this person has received power. Hey! Yeah. Bishop Ayedepo talks about how when they entered, they went to where their church is. It's somewhere in the woods. That place, I think it's Otta. It's noted for witches and wizards in Nigeria. Yeah. When they moved in, hey, the witches started dying. So either you move or you die. Started falling like flies. There is a prophet also called, his Bishop Dax, our Papa's friend, he's called Fletcher, I think with a T. Little Pastor, is that right? Yes. Fletcher. What's the first name? Kingsley Fletcher. Yeah, he's a prophet. Also around, you see him holding conferences with Rick Joyner. Means it's also, he's a chief in Ghana, a stool chief. Now, when you're a Christian, don't just go and sit on a stool. They'll kill you. But God told him, take it, because I want to cleanse that tribe. Wow. Yeah, so he went and he took it, and he sat on it. Come and see. The fetish priest just started dying. Yeah, one by one. Now they started begging him. So all the fetish things associated with the two, all gone. Amen. But he didn't just do it that way. We talked about, right? What did he say? A prayer warriors. He had prayer warriors around him praying. Yeah, fasting and praying. You see, so when you look at all the received power, riches, wisdom, this is talking about Jesus, isn't it? Strength, honor, glory, and blessing. Look at the verse again and look at how he got all this. Look at it again. Look at verse 11. Look at verse 11. Let's go to verse 11. Let's go back to verse 11. It says, and I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands and thousands of thousands. 12. Look at what it says. Saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive. Slain to receive. Turn to your neighbor and say, slain to receive. Yes, something was laid down for him to receive the seven things: power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessing. Something was laid down. His life was laid down. Slain. So, for you to receive something from God like that, it calls also for you laying down something. Amen. Wow. Some of us cannot even lay down breakfast and lunch. You can't. Some of us cannot lay down meat. You see, we can't lay down, but we want this. We want power, we want riches, and wisdom, and strength, and honor, and glory, and blessing. So yesterday, one of the impartation peak moments in whilst we're praying that we gained from this, the meeting yesterday was that it will surprise you. I won't even have to pray about this. It will surprise you. It will surprise you. I would not have to pray. I don't have to pray about this. You'll be surprised. I will not pray about this. Yeah. There are certain things that if we do the right thing, we don't have to pray about it. I mean, the stories are so wild. In fact, that's why when I'm praying, one of the things I say, I call on the God of Bishop Dag. I call on the God of Bishop Aedipo. I call them. I associate God. Because God says he's not a respecter of persons. Yeah. I'm glad to be linked to Bishop Dag. I heard a story of armed robbery when you listen to the testimonies from First Life, see so many of that kind of stories. Yeah. And this armed robbery, they stopped the bus, and they asked everybody to calm down. And there was a woman, she said, I'm not coming down. I would not calm down. I'm not coming down. Then they said, we'll kill you. She said, why won't you come? She said, because I go to Winners Chapel. I'm not coming down. She said, okay, we'll leave you. Yeah. It does not just come by just, you know, look at, and those people, they pray. Oh. They are, in fact, they are a prototype of what we can be. They pray. They are in America. They don't make excuse. They have a prayer meeting every morning, physical, not even online, not on the phone. Physical prayer meeting. They go to a place and pray every morning, early in the morning. They've been doing it for years. For us, we can't. Stay even in your house and call in. It's a problem. Stay in your house. You don't like what I'm preaching. You don't like it. You don't want to hear the truth. Yeah. Stay even in your house and call in. But you stay in your house and you call in, and behind that, there's so much noise. Microwave, children crying, flashing of, you had flashing of toilet, mercy. That one, I didn't hear that one. Yeah. But you can hear pots. You can hear spoons. I mean, you can't lay down something. You can't lay down something. And you want the power. Wow. Look at the last line on the first page. No, it may not be the last line. Second paragraph. The key that brings these fantastic sought-after blessings is being slain according to the will of God. I like that. Being slain according to the will of God. Not being slain by man's will. Amen. I mean, this is quite different from doing something. I mean, if you go and kill somebody and you are fired, you are killed by firing squad or put in prison. Don't say that you are being slain. No. Yeah. That's not the kind of thing we're talking about. It is being slain by the will of God. Then it says, you must never reject sacrifices determined by God for you. You must never reject sacrifices determined by God for you. God has determined that there are certain sacrifices that we would have to do. You see, when we talk about sacrifice, like we're talking about yesterday as we're praying, don't think too far. Eh? Don't think about. I've heard stories of people very sick and they say, this is my cross, this is my. No. Christ paid the price for sickness. By his stripes, we were healed. If we weren't healed, then we are healed today. God will not put something. Listen, sickness and sin is on the same level. The same process that took away our sins, the same process that took away our sickness. God will not put that on. Think simple. Simple things. Sometimes a sacrifice may be giving up a friend who is unhelpful. A sacrifice may be forgiving someone who has hurt you. Yeah, we know you are 120% right. You were right. You are still right. But it is giving it up, giving up the hurts and the wounds. Yeah. That is a simple sacrifice that God may call, and everybody has a cup. Everybody has a cup. Jesus referred to the process of being slain as a cup. Yeah. And I'm saying that everybody has a cup. Turn to your neighbor and say, you have a cup. Yeah. Everybody has a cup. As I'm teaching you now by God's word, you should even be thinking, and I'm sure you can even think of certain cups
Sometimes a cup may be even being able to coexist with someone. Being able to coexist with someone. Yeah. And these are virtues that we need to learn and have. And I'm telling you, when you learn it this way, you see that it sort of permeates into every aspect of your life. You see that when you go to work, you're able to sacrifice. You're able to drink the cup. Yeah. One of the things that I learned as I worked and grew up in the church is this, that I always tell my wife that what I'm doing now, okay, if I hadn't learned in the past how to deal with certain difficult situations and drink certain cups, I would not be where I am today. The ability to sometimes even take a rebuke. There are some people here, I don't say anything anymore about you. I won't. Yeah. We are just friends and we are flowing. But I can't correct you again. I can't, and I won't. Yeah, I won't. I'm serious. I'm sorry. I won't. Because I can't. I can't. I simply cannot. Yesterday, the bishop was, yesterday was so wonderful. I tell you, as we listened to him and pray with it, 10 hours. It was a great blessing. Yeah. And he was talking about people who cannot even be rebuked in the midst of other people. In front of their enemies or in a committee. Yeah. You cannot even be told you are wrong. You can't. Because you cannot drink a cup, a certain cup. Yeah. I have been rebuked openly and so humiliated before by Apostle Joel. Seriously, in church. He blasted me. I remember there were some columns in the New York church when we started. In the, what did we call those, that place? The place where we used to. It was a Catholic school. And I stood by the pillar. I was almost in tears. And then Reverend Francis came to try to console me. Then the apostle came back. Leave him. Leave him. He's wrong. Leave him. At that point, I just started shedding tears. But I'm still here. I'm still here. You cannot be told anything. I mean, there is no sacrifice that you can ever lay down. There's no cup that you can ever drink. Every cup, you have something to say. This one is too sweet. This one is too bitter. This one is too sour. This one, you have something to say about everything. Every cup that comes in front of you. There's no power. But he said, this lamb that was slain to receive power. Look at it again. Slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. We want the blessing, but we don't want to be slain. To drink a cup also sometimes means being able to endure something and staying put. Wow. And let me say this to you. There's hardly, at least in our circumstances, there's hardly, and I use the word hardly and not never, there's hardly any of us who would ever have to go through what Jesus did. Hardly. Hardly. And anything that we'll go through may not be anywhere near what Jesus went through. And I'm using the word cautiously, with the word hardly. Because I know there are martyrs and people who are being slain all over the world because they carry the message of the cross and spread the gospel and they are paying the price for it. But I'm saying in our circumstances, there's hardly
any of us who go even anywhere near close to what Christ went. Our things are petty. There are people here who cannot drink the cup of even giving up friendship, certain friendships that is obviously affecting your life. I mean, the people around you are people that are not anywhere spiritual. Your best friends from Monday or Sunday evening after church, right till you come the following Sunday, all the people that you communicate with, you talk with, you share jokes with, that's why your jokes are all dirty and filthy. The people that you talk to, you do everything, none of them ever is associated with Christ. And yet you want power, you want riches, you want wisdom, you want strength, you want honor, you want glory, and you want blessing. Ah. Small cup of giving away your friends cannot happen. You can't do it. You can't do it. Now, let me end this by adding this, that you see, you should also be careful and recognize any strategies of the enemy, all right, to prevent you from drinking the cup. Because it is Satan's goal to prevent you from drinking the cup. Satan will do everything anyway, anyhow, just to prevent you from drinking the cup. Look at Jesus. He tried. When Jesus began to tell of what cup he was about to drink, as he even told his close friends, his close associates, the people that he ate with and moved in and out with, the disciples, look at what Peter said. Hey, Lord, you cannot do this. This is absurd, God. Lord Jesus, you can't do this. Jesus, you can't. What are you talking about? What you want? You are going to die? No. What is this? But Jesus recognized it, and he said, get thee behind me, Satan. I think sometimes we need to tell people, get thee behind me. Many years ago when I was in secondary school, Achimota Secondary School, which is the best school. I mean, I have the mic. I can say it's the best school. I don't really care about your school, but my school was the best school. Yeah. Sometimes Kweku will argue with me that his school was the best, but his school was quack. My school was the best, better than his school. Kweku, you want to argue with me? Okay. His soul has been humbled by fasting. So what was I saying? Yeah. And there was a guy who was my good friend. Very good friend. And I was in sixth form, almost final year, almost done. And he was also in sixth form. I came from another school to do his last 2 years in Achimota. And I decided to share my private room with him, because at that time I was a house prefect, so I had my own room and everything. And instead of him staying in the general dormitory, because he was also a Christian in the scripture, I said, come and share with me. And he used to annoy me. Hey! I mean, I know I'm not very easy to live with, but he used to annoy me. He would bath and his towel would be wet, then you come and put it on my bed. I'm saying, don't dry the towel. Then I'll get angry. Then you quote a scripture. Up to today, I don't know where that scripture, because I don't want to look at it. Then you quote to me, Proverbs is written, anger dwells in the belly of fools. Hey! Then I'll get more angry. Then you quote it again. Anger dwells in the belly of fools. So be careful how you tell somebody, get thee behind me, Satan. Yeah. I've done that before, but I went to the bathroom and said, Satan, get thee behind me. Yeah. I don't want you to have a black eye and say your pastor made you have a black eye. Amen. But that's what Peter said. Peter said, no, God, you can't do it. So there are people, and Satan has strategies of nullifying and just bringing to naught whatever. So even as I'm talking, God is showing you something. God is showing you certain sacrifices, certain cups that you need to drink. But on the side, even when we close, somebody's going to tell you this is nonsense. Yeah. And Satan really used Peter. In fact, Satan used Peter even to the last minute, even the garden. After or at the point where Christ was being arrested for no crime to be slaughtered, Peter was still fine. Look at it. I think it's John 18. John 18 and verse 11. It says, then Jesus said unto Peter, put up thy sword into the sheath. It's actually a sword. Yesterday we were debating whether it was a dagger or it's a sword. I didn't realize it. Yesterday we're not talking about it. It's a sword. The guy had a sword. I mean, he was a full mercenary. Self-appointed bodyguard. Even after Jesus had said, get thee behind me, Satan, he still had a sword hidden. Even when they were supposed to be praying, he was praying with a sword. He couldn't get it. Put up. So remember, so he cut off the ear. And Jesus said, put thy sword into the sheath. Then what was he said? He said, the cup. This is Jesus. So everybody say, this is Jesus. It says, the cup which my Father hath given me, shall I not drink it? Shall I not drink it? It's a price slain to receive. It's a price. It's a cup you would have to drink it. Mama Lou, what do you think? Yeah, we have to drink it. It may be bitter. It may be difficult. But you got to go through it. You got to go through it. Do you know that Jesus suffered? Jesus suffered and learned. You see, that scripture is so hard to comprehend it because we see Jesus or we think of Jesus always in a certain realm. But he became man. He took the form of a man. Look at it. Where would this be? He learned obedience. Hebrews. It's Hebrews. Hebrews 5:8. Look at it. Hebrews 5:8. Read the whole context. You see that it's talking about. He says, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. We have to suffer those things to learn obedience. It's painful. Painful. Painful, painful, painful. Giving up certain things may be painful. It's painful because it's dear to you. It's painful because it's something valuable to you. But when you sacrifice it, that is the way forward. Slain to receive. Listen, as we move through this year and as we anticipate to go through a series of victories, don't be afraid to drink a cup. Yes. Don't be afraid to drink a cup. Let's rise to our feet as we close. Close your eyes and just pray for yourself right now. I believe that God has spoken to you. God has spoken to you. You know, sometimes as a pastor, it's very difficult to do certain things. But I know, it's like a mirror in front of me. I know specific messages for specific people in the room right now. Yeah, but I can't point you out. I can't bring you forward and pray for you. Because I'm not sure how you will take it. So I won't do it. I will not even do it. But I know. I see it. It's so clear. So clear.
and I hope I'm not disobeying God. But you need to give up certain things. You need to drink the cup. Pray for yourself right now. Speak to the Lord genuinely. Genuinely. Speak to the Lord right now. There's nothing too hard that God is asking you to lay down. There's nothing too hard that God is asking you to sacrifice. There's nothing too hard that God is asking you to do. God is a just God. And if he's telling you to drink a certain cup, he knows you can do it. When I tell my own biological children to do certain things, I know they can do it. And out of love, I insist, do it. And when they do it, they get blessed. God is asking you to do certain things. God is asking you to lay down certain things so that you'll be able to receive power, you'll be able to receive blessing, you'll be able to receive riches, you'll be able to receive glory, you'll be able to receive all the things, the key of sacrifice. This afternoon, as we end, just continue to pray for. Lift up your voice. I want to hear your voice. Yes. Speak to the Lord. Speak to the Lord. Speak to the Lord. And tell him, Lord, this cup that is laid before me, this cup that is laid before me, this cup that is laid before me, this cup, this cup, this cup, this cup, I need to drink it, and I will drink it. I will embrace it, and I will drink it. I will drink it. Begin to cry to God for help and say, God, help me drink this cup. Help me drink this cup. At the point Jesus lifted up his voice and he cried. He cried so aggressively. The Bible talks about even the sweat on him becoming like droplets of blood. He cried unto God, and the Bible says angels came down to help him. As you cry to God continuously, God will send help. God will send help. For he says in his word that his grace is sufficient for us. His power is made perfect in our weakness. God will help you. I see God helping you. I see God helping you to drink your cup. You will drink it. You will survive. You will see glory. You will see blessings. You will see power. You will see riches. And you will see many more things in your life as you obey God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lift up your hand and thank God. Lift up your hand and thank God. Lift up that hand and begin to bless God. Begin to bless him. Begin to honor him. Begin to honor him. Jesus, we thank you. We bless you. We honor you. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Father, thank you for everyone in this place. Thank you for the specific cups that have been laid before us to drink. Thank you for your grace, which is sufficient for us. Thank you for your power, which is made perfect in our weakness. And thank you that we will drink. We will receive all that you have laid down for us as a result of drinking our cups. Thank you. Give us wisdom. Open our eyes. Let us see the subtle ways that the enemy comes to move us from our cups. May we drink our cups and may we receive all the blessings. Thank you for secrets that lead to victories. And thank you for the secret of sacrifice. The secrets of drinking our cups. And thank you that we will walk in victory. Not just one or two or three or four, but a series of victories this year. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. With every head still bowed, still standing, every eye closed, if you are here and you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you want to say, Pastor, pray for me, pray with me. I want to give my life to Christ. Just slip up your hand gently. Gently, just lift up your hand. Or maybe you want to rededicate your life to Jesus. You want to say, Pastor, I'm not too sure about my salvation, but I want to walk out of this place sure of where I'm going when I leave this earth. Lift up that hand and I'll pray for you. Anyone like that? Lift up that hand. Lift your right hand up high and I'll pray for you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want you to say this after me. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for my sins. Thank you that you love me so dearly that you paid the price. May I follow you. May I love you. May I serve you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Be Lord over my life. Be my healer. Be my deliverer.
be my all in all. And thank you for a series of victories this year. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, put your hands together for the Lord. Amen, 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 amen. You may be seated in the presence of God.